thought-provoking, and sometimes a bit controversial. Coming to you from America's beautiful Pacific Northwest, USA, the biggest, smallest podcast in the entire known universe, The Ernest Mann Show. If the government told you that if you didn't hurl yourself off a cliff or refuse to feed your family when they were starving, that you could be arrested, would you obey that? Well, apparently, it seems that many would. Hello, my name's Ernest. Thank you for tuning in. Today, I encountered something. I'm telling you, I encountered something so incredibly, unbelievably stupid. I wanted to share it with you. So that's what this is going to be about. Because there are laws and, well, there are laws. Now, generally speaking, I'm of the opinion that well, we should have laws, and all laws aren't bad. For instance, there can be, you know, say if you had a disagreement with your neighbor or whatnot or what have you, and, you know, you sincerely, because they're such a complete, unmitigated idiot, that you feel like killing them, but, yeah, you probably shouldn't. I'm not saying that's the case with all idiots, but I'm saying in general, yeah, we shouldn't go around killing each other. But having said that, there are a hell of a lot of laws that are patently stupid. And this is one of them. And oftentimes, here's the thing. That we look at something, if there's a law, and we can look at it, you know, collectively. I mean, because after the fact, you know, it is a lot easier to analyze things when we actually have a chance to think about them. And, you know, so we don't want to, you know, do anything in the heat of the moment. But, yeah, that is the case that I think that collectively, as citizens, we should have that opportunity to reverse laws that, for lack of a better description, are just plain fucking stupid. And here's one of them. A lot of people, for all I know, I can't speak for other states. I can only speak of here in Oregon. But this is something that I was so dumbstruck by I'll just lay it out there to you. It concerns game and what comes from game, but meat, edible meat. And apparently, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just elk or if it's certain other game, big game animals as well. But you can get a hunting license and you can go out and hunt them fine. And apparently you could use them for yourself, fine, but you can't sell it. I don't know about giving it away, but you can't sell it. Now, this is problematic on multiple levels, but here's what I'm going to go into first. So if you have friends, family members, and they are in need of that elk meat, for instance, even if they offer to buy it, you can't sell it because it's illegal. And I'm going to tell you, I don't give a damn about all the hogwash that they're going to talk about this. And for all I know, this, as I said, this could exist in many other states. I don't know until you talk to me. I don't know. And if you're somewhere else in the world, I would be really interested in hearing about how, if these same kind of laws exist in other places, you know, such as, I don't know, in Europe or, you know, what have you. But at least to me in here, it's beyond stupid. And here's the thing. When you oftentimes, what most people, they just look at each other and they shrug and they shake their heads and that, wow, it's just unbelievably stupid. But actually, if you knew the real reasons behind it, and I feel that I do know at least one of the major real reasons why a certain thing, for instance, like in selling elk meat from a fucking elk that you shot on your property, and you should, by any common sense measure, be able to do whatever the hell you please within reason. But apparently no, and my thought on that is pure and simple. It's a criminal mob thing. It's not taxable in practical terms. It's just realistically, it's not taxable. And so like just about anything else in America, if the government, the mob, so to speak, if they don't get their cut out of something, then it's illegal. Do you see the hypocrisy here? As soon as it is taxable, hey, go ahead. We're stealing our cut out of what is should be your property, which should be yours. I mean, after all, that is the point. Well, no, it's not, because getting a hunting license is actually to generate, again, through taxation, more revenue for the state. So that's another form of thievery when it's on your land to be able to hunt what is on your land. But setting even that aside for the moment, I mean, if you were a person, family, if you want to call them that, I have other names, pleasant. I'd call them fucking, I don't know, cretins, let's say. And you, you wouldn't even feed your family. You wouldn't even feed your family. It's that bad. Can you picture this scenario? So your son or daughter and their family, you know, they're on hard times and meat's expensive. And maybe they don't live there. Maybe they live in the city. Maybe, you know, whatever, relatively nearby. But they're on hard times. You know, they're having hard times. And, you know, dad or whatever killed this elk. And they could use the meat, because that's the way we lived in this country for centuries. But can you imagine a father, mother, whoever, or brother having this kind of conversation? Well, yeah, I'm sorry, sis, and everything. I mean, I know y'all are starved to death. You got a couple of youngins and all, but I'd love to give you this elk, but I can't do it because government said it's illegal. So I don't know. I don't know what y'all going to do. And I'd love to do it for you, but I don't want to go to jail or nothing. So I can't give you no elk meat. Sorry. Now, if that doesn't just strike you as completely, totally, and utterly fucking idiotic, cruel, whatever you want to attach to it, that apparently the people involved on this, the people that agreed to this, because somewhere along the line, however far back you want to go, some group of bozos or somebody who didn't care enough to examine the laws of their state, you know, collectively agreed to this. This is the reason why I've said repeatedly, laws, by and large, are arbitrary. They're arbitrary by definition. And so if you want to just live your life, I'm saying you, not you personally, I'm collectively, people. And if they want to live their life where they put everything onto this other group of representatives, well, you'll probably going to stand a chance that the only thing those representatives end up doing over time is they're damn good at representing themselves and their interest. And so if you just don't do anything, and then these laws start affecting your life, and then after the fact, as though it was a complete mystery to them, they turn around and say, what the hell? What do you mean I can't? Yes, sir. You allowed us to pass that law that was 3-5 years ago. Well, what the hell? I don't understand. And this is what I mean. This is what I've been talking about forever. When you don't participate in things actively, you just say, well, I'm too damn lazy, crazy, or stupid, or whatever. I ain't got time to him and all and worry about this law and that. I'll just trust them. And then you end up with shit like this. Or things like, and there's a million examples, but just say another one that many of you are familiar with is the crazy of HOAs. And if you want to paint your house, screw you. Let's say you want to paint your house, just say you do. Paint your house purple. Paint your house chartreuse. Nope. It's been by the laws or regulations, if you will, of a particular HOA. You will paint it within a certain set parameters of colors and shades in compliance with the HOA. All of this that I'm talking about, though, the overarching problem here, this is the bigger crux of the issues. The issues that I'm talking about with, you know, the HOA and this simple thing of what the hell you can do with, you know, the meat from an animal that you paid a license for to shoot and kill as your bounty. Your meaning possessive, meaning yours, as in, again, within reason, you should be able to do with it what the hell you please. That is the tenet of property. But apparently people either, I don't know, don't understand or don't care about this. I do, but I'm just saying, I'm shocked that the response that I got back from this person at my one of my local watering holes, and I knew them. I knew this couple. I've known them for 2-3 years at least, you know, and very superficial pleasantries and whatnot. But, you know, I was feeling the water, and I overheard the guy when they were eating at a table not far from me, and it was talking about there was going elk hunting and whatnot. And when he finished his call, you know, very lightheartedly, I said, hey, when you get that elk, let me know. I'll buy some of that meat from you. And then he immediately piped in and said, oh, no, I can't do that. It's against the law. And there you go. This is what happens to blind, unthinking obedience to laws. And that's what pisses me off so much. Then, when all the things that eventually follow from this, from as a consequence of blind obedience to laws, you inevitably end up with, well, really bad things and a lot of trouble. I think we learned that from 1940s Germany. When, it was 10 years before that shit happened, that people were considered relatively normal. And then the next thing you know, the vast majority are conditioned to blindly follow propaganda and then laws. And this is the inherent problem that no one, apparently individually, collectively, or whatnot, no one will think about the implications of laws, and that you know, how it's bad. Anyway, I was so stupefied by this that this is, generally speaking, a lot of these people. And here's the irony. Again, here is yet another irony. That in this area, with many of these folks, they're supposed to be or think of themselves as conservative. Well, they may be conservative, they may not, but I can tell you one thing, as sure as shit in taxes, they are absolutely conformist. And conformity is it's a bad thing. It's unthinking conformity is what eventually gets your ass in a lot of trouble when you're doing a lot less, you know, thinking about anything and just blindly following, quote unquote, the law. Well, you can't do that because they say there's a law where there's a hell of a lot of laws. Vast majority of them, they can call them laws. Vast majority of them are actually mechanisms of control designed for those who do the controlling. And there's a lot of people out there, I guess, that haven't thought this through. But I have. And I don't know if you'll agree with me or not, but I want to share this with you because just the implications of this, especially today, especially as, you know, hard times as we're in today. And I, you know, I'm just saying, all things being reversed, if I had my own land and my own property, I wouldn't give a rat's ass what they said whatsoever. If my family, friends, or whoever the hell I chose, these are hard times. If people are hungry, I'm going to feed them. I'm going to keep enough, of course, for, you know, myself and my family, but anything I got left over, if they need it, if they, you know, if they can't pay me, fine, whatever. Because that's the bedrock of the way this country used to operate, you know, 7,500 years ago, when we were less controlled and less digitized, and, well, our humanity was not perfect, but in my opinion, it was, well, much closer to being human. So, at any rate, I just wanted to share that with you. So, until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.